The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Amen. I welcome each and every one of you to this evening of Thanksgiving. In Psalm 95, verse 2. Psalm 95, verse 2. Let's start from verse 1 and 2. Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. 3, going. For the Lord is a great God, the great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. 6. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, as you did at Meribah, as you did that day at Massa in the desert, where your fathers tested and tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years, I was angry with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declare on oath, in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Amen.
Amen.
Let's continue from Psalm 96, from verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord just whispered that we should declare this week a midweek of thanksgiving. For a successful celebration of him. The Lord was saying that the celebration of your senior pastor was actually a celebration of him. And this morning the Lord said he has given each and every one of us the key of David. According to Isaiah 22, verse 22, and Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. In Isaiah 22, verse 22, it says, I will place on his shoulder the key to the house of David. What he opens, no one can shut. And what he shuts, no one can open. And the same can be found in Revelation chapter 3, verse number 7. Now, hallelujah.
Amen. Isaiah, I'm going to tell you, so the better na better so David asafoa na sa obia obibiara entumintum sans ne hu o edisemti mi ensa chemu enson.
The Lord also says that because we have successfully celebrated him, he has ushered us into the gateway.
Na yame se sani ayedi ne erusi esronko no ono nso e de anim kan ago epunya ya bunu ya biem
into the gateway of our individual celebrations.
Se yodi npe apruma ayenso nkofo be de erusi esa.
You know, we are in the days that we need to be very sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I was telling the lady pastor, there was something we were discussing, yes. And then I was telling her that the Holy Spirit is doing his work. In fact, God is doing his work. God is faithful every second. Look, God is so active that he's more active than the blood that is flowing through your vessels. But it is we who have not trained ourselves. We have not trained ourselves to be sensitive. We've not trained ourselves to discern the way God works. Why do I say this? I want to give you three living testimonies that have come right now. These are fresh testimonies that have come right now. The first one, I said this so that I really don't know who brought the idea of this celebration. I didn't know how it came. Because I am not a celebrant. No, I don't celebrate. I'm a very quiet underground person. But I am a turbulent person. I am a bazooka. I am a transcontinental ballistic missile. In fact,
I am,
when you don't know and then you see me, the way I am soft outside.
So who nabe kasa oye mre ewe ni swa.
Ha. Only God knows why. He has really broken me. But you see, this celebration has brought a catapult. Has catapulted us into another realm. As I'm standing here, there is a sister now.
So
I don't know why, whenever she calls, she's crying. Are we online?
Yes.
Baby, podcast, eh? Yes. Okay. I don't know why you cry, because I know she's on podcast. When she begins to cry,
Sophia says,
my heart begins to beat. Until she will say, Pastor, God has done it again. That is when my heart will calm down. That, oh, it's a good news. This sister said, Lieutenant Colonel approached her. Immediately she arrived at church on 2nd July that you should be one of the sponsors. Meanwhile, for 5 years now, even before the COVID, her husband's job collapsed. In fact, her husband was owning one of a transport system like Yango and then Uber. There is another one, a second one that came after Uber, belonged to the husband.
And
it just collapsed. I even went to dedicate a lot of cars, dedicated things there. And she has also been running a shop. Everything just went down. But But then by the grace of God,
so, yeah,
her shop started coming up. I know the struggles that they are going through. On few occasions, God has used me myself to be a blessing to them. I was just there when God spoke to me. Go here and do this. And so she said on second when she came to church, as she was entering, Lieutenant Kenneth said, we are looking for sponsors. You are one. So after church, see me. She said when she went and sat down, she said, if this man knows what I am going through, why is that we cannot be sensitive at all? Or is it because of the way I look? How can I be a sponsor? Meanwhile, she has only 1,000 cedis in her purse. And she has calculated that 1,000 cedis can keep her, the husband, and the children for the week. And she doesn't know why she was carrying that 1,000 cedis in her purse. To
change.
Immediately she thought that does this man really know what I'm going through? The Holy Spirit started speaking to her. That the reason why you brought this money is to be a sponsor. So give this money out. She started fighting with that voice. I know what that means. I fight those voices a lot. Even though I know they are from God. But then I submit. She started fighting this voice. But she couldn't. So after church, she went to Lieutenant
Kennel
and said, please, have it. Lieutenant can say, oh, you see, I told you that you are a sponsor. Monday, the children didn't go to
school.
Tuesday, the children didn't go to school. Wednesday, the children didn't go to school. Thursday, life was difficult. But from Friday, the Sunday was 9th.
Now,
so it means Saturday was 8th. So Friday was
7th.
From Friday 7th July up to today, everything has changed. On Friday, somebody entered the shop and said, how much is everything here? I am buying everything. You say, are you joking? The man said, mention the things to me. Before he realized, she realizes almost everything was good. And the man paid ready cash.
He's
a person who has never bought from her before. She went the next day to buy things to come and fill the shop. Then Sunday, we came to church for celebration. From Monday to today, the shop is almost empty again. And all the people who are buying, they are brand new customers who have never entered there before. Amen.
Amen.
So you see why I said that we haven't trained ourselves to be sensitive. Testimony number two.
Reverend Kennedy Akondo.
Of Good Shepherd Assemblies of God.
Good Shepherd Assemblies of God.
Who married Felicia from this church? I blessed their marriage about 17 years ago. He said, the Lord said to him,
That
this celebration is my celebration.
So you
and your wife should be part of it. Because I am ushering everyone that will be part into another realm and another era. And in fact, the little money they have, what can we do? Then the idea came that they should go to an artist to make a portrait of me and my wife.
And
then they added something. She told me that he wants to make the presentation in front of the congregation. So I told Lieutenant Kennel. But the program was really rushed. In fact, to the displeasure of many who came. I must tell you, when I went to the office, the fathers there were not happy at all. Because they felt the program was just rushed. And some of them who really wanted to testify about me, they didn't have the chance. And so I at a point, Reverend Akono came and said, please, remember my presentation. Professor Colley also wanted to do a presentation and say something. But all that we heard was that the chairman or special guest has spoken, so nobody can talk. We ended the
talk.
So I quickly had to tell the MC that he should put it there that other presentation will be made after, just to settle them. So now when we went up, Rebecca Kondo and the wife were just coming.
So
why are we making our presentation? Because all the people are not sitting again at one place. Then they said, okay, let's come and do the presentation in front of the fathers who are in your office. So, before the fathers in my office, they came to make the presentation. And we took pictures. Monday morning, a man came and said, I bought a Santa Fe. Brand new, 2021. I used it just a few days. And the Lord said, put that car down.
Santa Fe,
it is not yours. I will direct you who to give it to 2021. So since 2021, the car has been there. So Monday morning, the man brought two cars for him to choose one. This is a Santa Fe. And then the other Saloon car. The man brought these two cars for him to choose any of them as a gift. So he chose the white one. The four wheel. Then somebody has been owing the wife for about 2 years. As they were there talking about the car and then rejoicing, the man, after 2 years, just appeared and said, the debt I owe your wife, I've just come to pay now. You see, we are going to stand on this and just bless the Lord. After podcast this morning, our brother Kwekuochiri in Germany, who has been following the podcast,
say, Pastor, Germany, no,
I cannot hold this.
So for me to me and can we and share
this Pastor Roger again. I've been calling Pastor Roger, but he doesn't pick his call.
My friend also for Roger, but on fa.
In fact, there are three people in this world that I know. I won't continue. Pastor Roger is one of them. The day they pick your calls,
down the fat of friend,
then heaven really came down. But Pastor Roger is now getting better. He said, I've been calling Pastor Roger, but he doesn't pick his call.
Pastor,
for 5 years now, I have been presenting papers for my wife and my son to join me in Germany. The German government have refused. Then Pastor Roger called me. That they are doing your 60th celebration. So I should contribute. And I sent money. But then the money went into some Momo something something. So the money got locked down for 2 weeks. So he had to call the MTN people and then they had to work out things. And after 2 weeks before the money was released, on the 30th of June, immediately it indicated that the money was released. On the 3rd July, he had a call from the German embassy.
Every German embassy hall.
Go and buy your son and your wife's tickets. Let them come and pick their visas. We usher them into Germany as German citizens. 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 Three living testimonies. And do you know what he said?
He said,
Pastor, I heard you saying that you don't know why deliverance people
don't
receive this kind of testimonies. But those of us outside, Pastor, it is the way they are receiving the message. They don't personalize it. That is why it is so. And maybe they are too familiar. And maybe
so I say,
and maybe they are thinking we have been hearing this and hearing this.
And I'm wondering, say, yati, 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 yati.
But Pastor, many things are working. Even when I am on the machine working, since I joined the podcast and I started following online, even if I don't take it, my church crowd is now my church over the crowd.
So I'm sure, yeah, or it's
something else. Things have changed in my life, beloved. As we invite the singers to come and lead us, again, let me tell you, look, I pray that there should be no rain. I commanded and commanded. But so when I was coming from Volta region on Saturday,
no free
and then the lady pastor said, when I get to a place, I should buy something for her. Then I said, look, it has been raining since. From Apafo, it has been raining. So pray that when I get there, it's not raining. When I got there, it was still raining. It rained from that place to almost Afienya. One time, so when she called,
I said,
how is Accra?
I said, not Accra to say.
Say, Accra is dry.
I said, Accra, you can say.
But then on Sunday, when I was coming to church,
sorry, no.
And I saw that it has rained, I
said,
oh my God.
So ready.
But I said, you should spare us.
And
then when the occasion was going on, the rain was pouring. Then I remember what Papa Oma Opai said. That God said to him, that anytime there is an occasion and the rain pours, it means heaven's approval. It is a rain of blessings. So Papa Uma Opa said, most of the time, immediately after he finishes the program, it rains. Or the last day of the program, it will rain. And that means heaven's approval. So that was what I used to encourage myself. That indeed heaven has approved the program. Beloved, we are in the season of unseasoned testimonies. Unseasoned testimonies. We want to stand on this and begin to declare to God that you are holy. You are faithful. You are great. You are mighty. You have begun. You have begun. And the beginning with one person is the beginning with us all. The beginning with one person is the beginning with us all. The beginning with one person is the beginning with us all. I know. I can tell you. Because I know she's online. This sister again, after this service, I know she's going to call me. And she's going to start crying again. She's going to start crying again. Now I know that when the cry begins to come, at the end of the cry, she will say, God has done it again. May that be your cry from now. I say, after your cry, you are going to end by saying, this cry is a cry of God doing it again. It's a cry of testimony. So, beloved, from now, let us be sensitive. Let us be sensitive. Let us be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Let's be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Let's be sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So let's join them right now. Shalabakaramashandara. Iprata kabayata. Before. I just want you to begin to say something to the Lord right now before they raise the song. Look, it has started. We are in the season of unseasoned testimonies. Look, now I can rest. Because I've come to realize that it is not me, but it is you people. Because if others are testifying, Pakarabashata kabaya kata. Le prokoto kabarabashata kabaya. Ile bebeke teke barakata. Just begin to tell God who He is right now. Le prokoto karabashata. Let God know who He is right now. Let him know that there is no God like unto.
Kaya bakata
kabaya. The Lord said he has given us the key of David. And he has ushered us into the realms and the era of our personal celebration. In fact, Reverend Akondo said, had it not been something like Sunday is coming to with the two cars to show them here, for me to dedicate them and for him to testify of what God did on Monday. After getting involved, after making a presentation to me Monday, somebody brought two cars. Choose one as a gift. This one, I bought it brand new 2021. Use it a few days. The Lord said it is not yours. Pack it. Pack it. This one,
now
it's just a latest one. Choose any of this as your gift. Only God can do this. Do you know, because he was sensitive, that was why the delivery angel quickly delivered. If he had relaxed, warfare would have come. I'm telling you, that's what happened. Warfare. Demons will start fighting the delivery angel. Demons will stand on his delay to fight the delivery angel. Take over now.
And you're not. You are
You are the Lord. The Lord. Ay la recato la crete cabara. Ay tacole marato caba. I'm
Hallelujah, la braka torata kusha, ne brekete ke baroko to arata kuska, haliera to kashata kaba, haita kula barato kashanda, hali karaka takabaya. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. He has started, he has started. No power can stop him, nothing can stop him, nothing can stop him. He has started, he has started. He has started. Hey, the key of David. The key of David. The key of David is God ahead of us. The key of David is God ahead of us. The key of David is God ahead of us. Shata kabaya. Iprekete kebat. Aisha kalebas. A new era. A new era. A new red. A new beginning. Shatakabaya. He preketo karato kasta. Shakara katua rata. He pareketo kalepre eteke basta. Bashali karo ataka. He prekete ke barata. Sapei kalora pa. Apai kalora basta. Selekreto karabasta kaba.
You haven't seen anything. I have just started. This is me. I told you it is my sister. You have just started your ministry. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen signs and wonders. You haven't seen anything yet. The dead will rise. The dead will rise in this room. The dead will rise. The dead will rise. The lame will walk. The barren will give birth. Let them be ready. They should just be ready for me. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen anything. We have just started. Hey, we have just started. For me, I told you that this sister, it is not your sister. It is my sister. It is my sister, not your sister. It's a sister of new season, new level, new dimension, new season, new level, new dimension. Another level of your prophetic. You haven't seen anything. Another level of the prophetic where you will speak things that are hidden. Things that are hidden. I said another level. Lekabadiata. It is not anybody that will come to this altar. When they try, they will die. They will die. They will die. They will die. Because this altar will answer. This altar, it will speak. This altar, it will deliver. It will produce. This altar. Joke with this altar. Don't joke with this altar. If you used to joke with it, it was those days. Not in this new realm.
Thank you,
not in this new season.
Thank you, Lord.
Not in this new season.
Thank you, Lord.
See, some people will leave.
Thank you, Lord.
It will shock you. Some people will leave. I will suck them. Relax. I will suck them. This new realm. Who use your energy? There's not you alone. I have people in there for you. Said you should build me an army. You have an army. You don't know. Have an army here. They are praying. They are crying. We'll finish well. We'll finish like others. We will finish in grand style. And says now be renewed. You haven't seen anything. This water is about to speak.
Thank you, Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's bless the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for his word. Shalibra kata kabaya takaba. Hai shakuli barando kastata kabaya. Lebebeke teke baroko toka lebre toka basta kabaya. The Lord is saying, there is no struggle in the house again. There is no delay in the house again. There is no struggle in the house again. There is no delay in the house again. The Lord is saying, as many as are ready, as he is speaking, they will start seeing the manifestation. Interpreter, your marriage has been approved. Your marriage has been approved. That man, the Holy Spirit has arrested him. That man that is fooling about and will not yield, that man has been arrested. That man for you has been arrested. Shalu karamoshata kabaya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. The Lord said it is your celebration. The Lord said, you have qualified yourself and ushered yourself into the era of celebration. The Lord said, he put himself in this celebration in disguise that you were celebrating his servant so that he will see your heart. And the Lord says, to many of you, as he said to Abraham, now I know. The Lord has said the same to you. Because he saw your heart, that you have really celebrated him. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. The Lord said, for the rest of the days in this month, there should be thanksgiving and praises. Our midweek. And then in August, we begin the prayer festival. The Lord said, he has ushered us into open doors and breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. We exalt you, we uplift you. I want the singers who came here, come and stand in front of me here. You know something?
My name, baby.
In the morning, I was going to call Bra Obed. Get your team ready. Because the Lord said we should do thanksgiving and worship. But when I received Brother Ochri's call from Germany after the podcast, I just forgot. And it was around 3-4 days.
But
I just remember that, I've not called Brother Obed.
No, can I say I'm afraid you my Obed?
And the Lord said,
I can say,
Brother Obed will be here to lead.
You have my Obed, Obed Baha and
so don't worry.
I will bring
Obed to come and lead.
Or the Obed Baba na be
and truly, I came out and I saw Obed.
Obaya so and Obed who you have my Obed.
Father, I pray for them. Even the way they made themselves available. Father, make yourself available to them.
Amen.
Father, make yourself available to them.
Amen.
Let me tell you, before I continue the prayer, do you know the way the Lord is teaching me to pray now? When you sew me a dress, I am not saying that go and sew me dresses. I'm just giving an example. Please, I'm just saying that
What does a dress do? It's to beautify you. Is that not it? It's to decorate you. The Lord said, when somebody brings me a dress, I should just say, Father, beautify the person. Dress the person with testimonies. So because you made yourself available, let God make himself available to you.
Amen.
Let God make himself available to you.
Amen.
Those of you standing here, because you made yourself readily available, let God make himself available to you.
Amen.
Now, immediately you cry. Immediately you call. By the time you say amen, the manifestation has started.
Amen.
May the Lord organize your life.
Amen.
And put your life in order.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Including the pianist.
Amen.
Who is around.
Amen.
Let this prayer affect him also.
Amen.
To you, the congregation, lift up your hands. Stretch your hands towards me. You can go. You can just take your place. And the interpreter. I declare in the name of Jesus, Father, see them. See their presence. They came. Lord, they came. They didn't take it for granted. You said we should gather and say thank you. Father, look at their obedience. After the fatigue of last week, they have made time for you. Some are online. They have genuine reasons why they couldn't be here. Father, make yourself available to them. Make yourself available to them. If they have never feel you before, now let them begin to feel you. Father, on Sunday, my papa kept on saying, Della, the grace is still upon you. That grace is still upon you. That anointing is still upon you. That anointing is still upon you. The anointing that the Pentecost elder was talking about, your early manifestations, that grace is still upon you. That grace is still upon you. Father, I release that grace upon your people here. Let the olden days testimonies begin to manifest in their lives again. And now that you have used your daughter to prophesy that my sister yes is your sister yes, that it is just the beginning, let it be so. Lord, let it be so. And let this house, let this community, let this nation, let this continent, let the other continents all over the globe experience your manifestations. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give a mighty clap offering unto the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.